Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two of Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh bringing that heat here. Mike Trout said he's playing Friday in Detroit, which would be amazing to watch that play out. And maybe he's back. We placing any MVP odds now on Mike Trout seizing the day at this point. We'll find that out. Also, we'll get to the phone lines in just a few moments, 844-843-6879. But before we do that, JP is making a play today, and JP is having his game Tampa Bay and the New York Yankees. Domingo Germán versus Corey Kluber, a minus 138 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, down from an opening number of around a minus 180. So, JP, is it a side you're going with or a total in this game?
A side.
All right.
Was that a serious question?
No, Tampa Bay. Yeah, what did he say it before? Come on. I picked the game. Who knows what he was doing?
Didn't you pick it based on the fact that he said it was a side?
Look, don't interrupt my process. Don't interrupt my process. There's a reason why I was able to pick that game. I focus on singular aspects of this. So
yeah, the singular.
Now, what is it? Clarify.
No.
Is this a side or a total? Clarify.
The singular aspect you focused on was him telling you, "I'm betting a side." That was the aspect you focused on.
Don't let the facts get in the way of how I operate over here, pal. So we're going with a side in this one, I assume. All right. So I'm going Tampa Bay here. I'm going Tampa Bay.
I'll just take the Yankees because you can't be that right while being so wrong.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. JP.
I'm taking the Yankees. Minus 135 for them to get a win tonight. Let's bounce back.
Man.
Honestly.
And JP, are you looking at a total in this game, JP?
He likes the Yankees to bounce back. It's as simple as that. Yeah. Dude, like ice cream trucks like play in your head when basically you're doing anything other than talking.
Look, when you get older, the short-term memory goes, and I'm trying to navigate this show, and I forget. Like, I actually had to bring up Mike Trout. I talked about that as a teaser. Like, oh yeah, that's right. I just said Mike Trout. I might as well bring something up here that recognizes, as opposed to when I usually find out coming next, and like three segments later, we still haven't got to what I actually wanted to talk about because I forgot about it. But it sounded like a great teaser. That's the way we operate here. But look. But the phone callers are out there, 844-843-6879, if you want to get involved. The X-Man is getting involved on a Wednesday, which it's going to be plus money out here. You know it's going to be plus money.
This is definitely going to be plus money. Hey, man, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Can I please give a shout-out? Please, I got to ask you first. Can I give one?
Go. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Shout-out to Chesapeake, Virginia, and shout out to Virginia Beach. It's lovely out here right now.
Oh,
let's do it.
Man. All right. Yeah, shout Virginia out Beach.
This. And I got some buzz.
Norfolk. Mm-hmm.
I got an 8-1. I got two WNBAs. We're going with player points.
Lay it on us.
Kelsey Plum over 18. Candace Parker over 13. And we're going to put the Yankees money line and the Mets Max Scherzer money line.
Let's get it.
Ooh, look at that. New York.
It's time to win on a Wednesday. We win on Wednesday.
We sure do. I just love where your head's at, man. Now, X-Men, look, we're not going to lay down the full story, but make sure that you don't keep your phone calls a Wednesday exclusive, all right? Because I got to make sure I get my X-Men fixed beyond
people in management are asking about it, yeah. Yep.
You know? Oh, man, what a legend.
I'll be back soon.
No, I actually wrote that down, too. There we go.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Good luck to you tonight. It's your night. I can feel it.
Shout out to Chesapeake area, right?
Hey, man.
It's It's firing down there. I wrote this one down, K-Dub, because I need to remember this one for tomorrow. So I got the two players, the Yanks, and we're going to see it out right now. So we'll see if it's plus money Wednesday here for an 8-1 ticket for the X-Man here. But I like what's going on today. I do, except for the Phillies not scoring any runs, which I somewhat predicted here as we are in the middle of the sixth inning. 0-0. Yeah, Lodolo's out here dealing fresh off of his Iowa game, Field of Dreams. So backing it up. That memorable performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Your point there. Your point to make. Tripped out. It's all right.
0-0 Reds Phillies. 1-0 Nationals Cubs. 3-0 Minnesota Twins over the Kansas City Royals. But how about this? 3:00. 3:00. I mean, this is rivaling the game of the day. Forget about everybody else. Blue Jays O's. I mean, this could be monumental here. Yeah. It is a real big game at this point here.
They have the chance to grab a playoff spot for the day. Well, obviously, there's a lot more baseball to be played. But, you know, here's the thing that it's not going to be our main focus for this, because we need to kind of focus on the here and now with Baltimore. But are we going to be in a scenario where the expectations for next year are now going to be, hey, the Orioles are competing for a divisional crown? Like, is that where we're trending here with this team?
I still think it's smoke and mirrors. I really do. But usually that gives way like midway through May. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, this, they've been playing good baseball for the season, and they're not getting any – Well, Kevin, what do you want? They play like, you know, the bottom feeders every year, like the Kansas City. No, they play in the toughest division possibly in baseball, and they're still in the playoff hunt, which is a really good thing for the Orioles. I just don't know how far they are away at this point, but we'll find out if they hang around and they make the playoffs. That will be absolutely out of control. And I do want to talk about what the heck is going on for the Angels, and why is Mike Trout actually going to play Friday? Come on, Angels, what are you doing? Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cruising along at hour number 2 here of Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon right here on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin. Major League Baseball. Phillies and the Reds 0-0. Washington Nationals, Chicago Cubs 1-0. That game is in the bottom of the 4th inning, and the Phillies game is actually in the bottom of the 6th inning with 2 outs. So, who's going to score that first run, as we now see a live total in that game listed at 3. Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. That's a 3-0 lead here for the Minnesota Twins in the bottom of the 3rd inning. And as we said, once we get off the show, a couple minutes later, the Orioles and the Blue Jays will take the field. But in other Major League Baseball news, and we talk a lot about teams that are in it, fighting for a playoff spot, you know, who can come up big, who's going to fade, we'll see down the stretch. But Mike Trout said he's hoping to play Friday against the Detroit Tigers, said he's healthy and pain-free and has gone through his rehab and is full go. Now, when players are healthy, they're cleared by doctors, they should play. But it just feels like in this Mike Trout, because the news came out, Kevin, when it did. Oh, no, degenerative back condition. We don't know how it's going to pertain to his career. So what do you think right away? It's done for the year. They're not even going to risk it. But here he is back playing in meaningless baseball games. How do you think this turns out?
So I understand the games are meaningless in terms of a postseason race. Mm-hmm. But I think Mike Trout needs to get out there and play some baseball, because Mike Trout has played 79 games this year. The year before that, played 36 games, and the year before that, played 53. I know the 53 was the pandemic season. The fact of the matter still is, Mike Trout has not played anywhere near a full season in 3 years. We saw Mike Trout for the first time basically in his career hit a massive, what felt like weeks-long slump, DRS. Mm-hmm. You need this guy to stay sharp. He himself needs to stay sharp. Mike Trout is trying to hunt down a Hall of Fame career. This is a guy with 334 home runs, sitting right now at the age of 31. We look at Mike Trout, considering how powerful this guy really is, Donnie, a 500 club candidate and probably likely entry. I mean, a Hall of Famer, maybe on the first ballot. That is important whether this team is going to compete for championships or not. And if you're the Los Angeles Angels and at some point you say, you know what, man, we got to move on. Well, you need to know if you're going to trade Trout at a discount. Trout's good enough. We can still win around him. We'll trade Ohtani. So while I understand these are not games that are going to matter in terms of the postseason, I would say they will end up mattering to the long-term prospects of all parties involved.
And also, players play. They want to play games. Nobody's going to look at Mike Trout and say, he's got all that money, he doesn't feel like playing baseball again. No, there are historical numbers that he wants to get after.
But hold on a minute, though. Remember that notion, though, that, again, you and I have to continue to debunk? Why does Mike Trout even want to play, Donnie? All the money's guaranteed. Yeah, notice that. Mike Trout potentially dealing with like a never-to-be-fixed back injury is like, get me out there versus the Tigers right now.
Yes. Or I just would rather sit out. Is there a way that I can, you know, file something for against Major League Baseball? I never have to play again, but still get my money, because that was always my goal, not to actually play the game. So some interesting Mike Trout news coming back, and maybe we could start looking at the Angels instead of every fifth day. Maybe they'll make more appearances on the early line as you can handicap them for a team total or a possibility of a win with Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout on the field at the same time. So that's the way we'll leave it with that. We are going to get to the phone lines here before. After that, I want to bring up an Aaron Rodgers instance today. So we'll do that in just a few moments. Yeah, but let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The Moose is loose on a Wednesday as we wait for Deshaun Watson and the NFL to get their acts together. What's good, Moose?
Gentlemen, what is going on? Okay, so I'm pretty excited now. So I'm gonna share a little surprise with you guys at the end. Hey, I want to look at futures, and I want to look at unders, and I want to put a parlay together when I'm out at Borgata. So I'm thinking I'm thinking Jets under, Houston under, and I would probably like to throw who else would be a good under? The Bears. I'd like to parlay those three. Zach Wilson's having issues.
Three bad teams.
I mean, Houston's up in arms. You know, I think poor Justin Fields is just going to get. And I'll even throw a fourth one in. I'll throw my Browns in there for a side for a four-team parlay. Now, are you ready for the surprise? And I'll just preface it with
this.
Let's
go. Yep.
So I am sitting at work today. I worked a half day. And my daughter sent my... My daughter sent my wife a photo because this is her second visit with the doctor about the baby. Okay. Then out of the blue, my daughter wants to pick up some Thai, right? And she doesn't want to eat out. She wants to bring it home for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be a reveal? What do you think?
Ooh, are you sniffing it out? That's like your senses, your law enforcement senses come into play. You can't get surprised by that, right? You know that's coming. I like it. I like where your head's at here, Moose. He's on top of it.
I think it is. And then, you know what? If I find out, you guys are going to be the first to know about it tomorrow.
There we go. By the way, when you started mentioning the pie, I was like, you know what? Kev's probably just worried about the pie. Not me. I was with you, Moose. So go ahead.
And then this Central League race is really heating up now. It's kind of fun to watch. So, but I'm excited now. And I am so much looking forward to going out to the Borgata for 4 days. And I'll make you a promise. Nice. I'm going to share my picks with you guys. And I'll report back daily while I'm out there for 4 days.
Yep.
Hey, man.
On the scene correspondent.
Good luck.
There you go. Boy, girl, will it be a reveal tonight? Moose is going to be on it, and he'll let us know. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Good luck out there.
You guys have
good luck out there, Moose. There you go. Checking in with us. Ready to rock and roll. Parlays, taking bad football teams to the under. See if that works out in his favor. So we'll keep an eye on to see what that is. By the way, go ahead.
To kind of take his parlay, right? Now, I know that I'm always the one Where does it beat you? It's a parlay. Something beats you.
Yes.
But that is kind of a – forget, you know, who beats you. But the Texans, the Jets, and the Jags, right?
Yeah.
Who's the surprise team there that burns moose? Like, Donnie, the Texans are dogs in all 17 football games on their schedule, man.
Yes.
All of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you made me say who burns them, this is probably I don't have to stick to it, but man, could the Chicago Bears surprise people? Because listen, like here's the thing.
Put seven here's on the board.
Thing. I know that team looks horrendous, and I understand all of that there.
Yeah.
But we're both a couple of Justin Fields guys. Usually, if you like a quarterback, you can find six wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That's a tough call there. Like you got to back one of these teams to the over. Do you take the Bears from that trio?
I don't know. I'm getting a little bit of love in my heart for the Houston Texans. Like they can actually not do something, but maybe win some football
games.
You like
the Texans to make the playoffs? You're telling me?
Nah. Maybe it's me thinking I'm going to count to your Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags and Houston beat them. I told you all along that was the team to take here. That's the way I'm feeling on this one.
Yeah. Now, I tell you what, that'd be pretty good if our show basically kind of comes out and says, we're taking stances. I got the Jags to win the South, and you go, don't worry. I'll add some integrity here. Yeah. I like the Texans.
Come Colts over the 12-5 top.
12-5 in a runaway.
By the way, mid-afternoon, I'm usually getting hungry here. I tell you, man, Moose was talking about some pie out here. Apple pie? Oh, it tastes so good right now. I'm hungry already, people. Hungry for more winners, which coming up soon. We're going to give out some plays in Major League Baseball. A lot more to go. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cruising through hour number two here on Moneyline, SiriusXM channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin in the afternoon. I got to tell you, I was having a real good show. Enjoying myself, a lot of things that are upbeat, but, you know, I mean, everyone's like, people like to poke fun at me. It hurts. I mean, sometimes it hurts. It does.
Go ahead. Just go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead.
I need people to be, like, on my side where it's like, hey, like you know, who? You got the young buck and Kevin. Mm. You know, you got an older guy like me. I'm just trying to hang on this business and not get pushed out the door. And, you know, people take shots at me and liberties and, like, I let it get to me a lot. Like, I have the very thin skin over here that a lot of things upset me, but is what it is. Just so happens we do have a caller on the phone here, 844-843-6879. Bill from Michigan is on the line. And maybe I need a little cheer up here from the callers out here. What do you say, Bill?
Kevin, can you please do me a favor?
Tell me.
Can you ease up on Donnie, Beth? Can you ease up on Donnie's ADD and memory lapses, please?
Now,
I'm undiagnosed over here. I'm struggling.
Tell me why you feel this way.
I'm 64, and year by year, I struggle with short-term memory. In fact, I had to quit playing Texas Hold'em poker because people would get pissed at me because it my mind's not sharp as it was once. It was once, you know, it just, I'm losing it. The mind's a very strange thing, dude. Very strange. Can you guys hear the commercials during the break?
I believe, is it the same ones that they play? Yeah, it does depend. Why? What do you got? What do you got on the commercial?
Well, they mentioned George Brett hitting 390 and then hitting a home run off Goose Gossage in the 80 LCS against the Yankees. And I knew exactly where I was and what I was doing then. I mean, that's 42 years ago. But you know, if something hits me right now, it's getting worse and worse. And it's extremely frustrating.
It is. I hear you.
Hear me out. Bill. Yeah. And I apologize that, you know, as it gets, look, I'll get there. I'll get there. But reason for my frustration, Bill, is not because I am unsympathetic to those that can't remember. It's that Donnie's lack of memory comes from a place of lack of care. It is not that Donnie can't retain information. If that was the case, he wouldn't be able to do this job, Bill. It's that when I'm talking to him, he's off in la-la land doing anything but listening to what I'm saying. Now, if the man does have a case of an ADHD type of situation, sure. But Donnie also doesn't really even believe in doctors or modern medicine, so we probably won't be able to figure that out either, Bill. It's more that I feel disrespected when I tell him the odds to win the AL Central, and not 20 seconds later, he's listing off the odds to win the AL Central to our audience. Yeah, you see where I'm coming from, Bill.
Hey, you guys are great. I love listening. In fact, I heard you reference my Tony La Russa call yesterday.
Yes, absolutely,
sure did.
Good old Tony. My
goodness, by the way,
guys, just run. Put him in. Put Engel in. Get him in there. All right, let's get him in.
Well, the pitcher was on the mound. The batter's in the box, and they're ready to play. And it finally dawns on him. Talking about. The guy who lost his memory, I mean, Jesus.
Yep.
I guess we're going to go easy on him, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I looked up something today after the White Sox beat Verlander last night. I thought about putting down plus 160 for the Sox to win that division, but I looked at Cleveland's schedule. Cleveland's got the last six games against the Royals at home, the last six games of the season. Ooh. Mm-hmm. So I didn't take the White Sox to win that division.
Don't worry too much on that. If you are going to trust this team to get hot, the White Sox, I think, have the fourth easiest schedule remaining in baseball. Their schedule, I can pull it up right now for you, Bill, but that team, strength of schedule-wise, does have the advantage right now over both the Twins and the Guardians. Fifth easiest strength of schedule for the White Sox. Now, the Guardians not too far behind. Ninth easiest strength of schedule, but still a little bit of an advantage. Look, the big thing is those teams are going to play six more times. That's where this is going to be won or lost. And the White Sox, by the way, play the Twins nine more times, and the Guardians play the Twins eight more times. You want to talk about controlling your own destiny. Minnesota there. 17 games between the White Sox and the Guardians rest of the way.
There we go. Bill from Michigan. Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, Kevin might have to finish this segment by himself as I make a phone call to the Sports Grid HR department to make sure that I'm not going to be treated like this any longer while I'm doing shows on the network. So, I mean, everybody's with me at this point here.
All right, while you do that, I'll talk about AEW Dynamite tomorrow. You hit the bricks, pal. I mean, Trios tournament tonight.
Now, what does that actually mean? So everybody, they wrestle in threes? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. It would be like if it was me, you, and JP against, you know, what would the Gabe, Cam, and Metal Matt. You know what I mean? We'd have a little trios tournament all of a sudden there. Our three versus their three. I like our chances there. I don't know exactly what the competition is. In pro wrestling, Donnie, me, you, and JP, we could do the free bird reel. Like Brian get in the mix. In a wrestling, I mean, you got to think that we would be top dogs in a wrestling.
Probably would.
Right?
Exactly. We'd know how to work the crowd, you know. Oof. I'd be taking way too many powders. It could be wild out there.
But the pop, Nani, when you actually do tag in, crowd comes up. Crowd
exactly.
comes up on their feet.
Like, you know, the wrestler, that the guys that I used to like that used to work the crowd well, or as soon as the action starts getting in there, they like put the 1 foot in their head outside the rope so the ref has to stop it. Then they start fighting again. They do the same thing like over and over again. That's the wrestler I would be like, get this guy out of the ring. I can't take him anymore. But then again, that's part of it. Like, people are going to watch because they just get angry. But we do know that there's monster wrestling on it. If you guys didn't know, some interesting changes here to the Sports Grid Network coming up over the next few weeks and throughout football season. Wrestling is so big on Wednesdays. Is it
true
you can't concentrate? I mean, people want to know this.
If we're shooting, we're shooting.
Is it at this point?
I am today struggling with the concentration with the wrestling world that is coming up here, to be honest with you. But no, that is not. I mean, I actually, I like to, we have the freedom a little bit on radio. We can talk a little more freely. Plus, I've been kind of given the okay. But today is actually my last Wednesday on the early line and the money line for basically at least all the football season, as yours truly will be doubling up Saturdays and Sundays on College Football Today and Pro Football Today. Super, super excited to be involved with both of those programs. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I am going to miss being here on Wednesdays. I am genuinely fearful of what you are going to say on my off days. Not, I mean, in general, but specifically about me. And this is why. You're already trying to set the stage that my absence is completely tied to wrestling. So I got to get out in front of this now, because that is not the case.
Some people are saying that Wednesday shows lack a little bit because of the focus. So you like to say my focus is off. I think Kevin's already trying to fast forward to 8 o'clock tonight at this point.
I really am.
I mean, is it a big night? Is it one of those nights where it's like the November to remember, like a pay-per-view? Like it's big time?
Here is the best example I could try and give you, all right? I want you to think, Donnie, that basically you are, right? The Phillies have, I don't know, they're going into the final series of the year, right? Control their own destiny. Mm-hmm. And there's murmurs that Bryce Harper could come back.
Yeah.
But they won't confirm it. And it's basically like there's no batting practice. There's no lineup, but everybody's pretty sure. And you're in the stadium, and the Phillies happen to be coming up, you know, for first, right? So you don't know the – and that guy walks out there.
Walk-up music.
Bryce Harper's music plays, and that crowd sees Bryce come through for the first time. It would be absolute – utter madness. Except this goes even beyond that, man, because in pro wrestling, it's about the returns. It has been since November, since my dog Kenny Omega was back in the mix. The excitement levels are just absolutely unparalleled right now. I cannot wait. I need to find a way to get a nap in, not because I'm tired, I'm wired right now, but to help pass the time, because I'm going to be bouncing off the walls, DRS, until 8 o'clock comes.
Now, the guy who's going to be coming out of the curtain tonight, majority of Americans will be like, yeah, I'm not too sure who this guy actually is, and you know what's he actually doing out here. That's the feeling I'm getting tonight. Guy in a lineup, not very many people know who he is. So.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of America would not know any wrestler outside of The Rock. So, of course, that is. First of all, man, do you think he is known by 50% of Americans?
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
Yes, I do. Put his picture out there and say, who is this? I think. Now, I'm 50% of people that like watch TV, like not like, oh, this person never throw an athletic event. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. You're trying to eliminate like one-year-olds. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like so what would be the age point where you'd be like,
18 to 55. Put a picture of that guy. 50%? I think like my dad would know Hogan. He better know Hogan. By the way, we're going to hit the phones just after the break. I know we got a couple guys holding, so hang in tight, and we'll be back, because tonight, if you hear this music, Orange Cassidy, that's a real superstar coming through there. I don't know, Omega or whatever that watch name is, whoever it is. It is what it is. We will be right back on Moneyline. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wednesday edition of Moneyline, 20 on the gun here. Time to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball. Before we get to some exact topics, let me give you an update on some of these scores. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds, zeros in the bottom of the eighth inning with the leadoff batter on for the Cincinnati Reds. The Cubs have taken a 2-1 lead over the Washington Nationals, and the Twins a 4-0 lead over the Kansas City Royals. Now, K-props are in our future here. Game starting up here, Kevin. Orioles and Jays just after we get off the air. What are you looking at there?
Yeah, so we're going to get involved with Ross Stripling right now. Nice price here
Chicken
on DraftKings at minus 120. Big difference on his over 3.5 compared to FanDuel right now. How about that number, Donnie, is minus 150. We know that that is a big difference there for people, and it's a big difference for me. So we're going to go with Ross Stripling over 3.5 strikeouts. That is at minus 120 on DraftKings, and first pitch for that is coming up at 3:08. Eastern time. So you got a little more than 20 minutes there to make sure that you're in the mix. If you want to be two more coming, we'll get you those before we get out of here. And we'll certainly send them out on Twitter as well.
Get paid before dinner. That's what we're talking about here. Also getting paid before dinner. Let's get some callers in here. 844-843-6879. Right now from the great state of West Virginia, checking in on a Wednesday on Moneyline. What's good?
Hey guys, you know I love you guys equally, correct?
Yes, thank you for that.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we
hit it. Hit it, Red Tail. Tell him you like me more. Go ahead.
Well, DRS, I think you're 44. Mike from Michigan was 64. I'm right in the middle.
Yep.
See that? KW had to have somebody have his back. Mm. And DRS, I would agree
I
with
like
you,
it.
Except you asked a question to JP about what he was doing.
Yes.
I mean, that question came from you, not KW.
I think it was from Kevin, though. Like,
nope.
He sent me a DM behind the scenes to read. He was setting me up here.
No, come on. You know the deal, right? And this is the thing, Red Tail. He's dishonest.
I don't even know what we're talking about here.
You got to attack.
Hey, DRS,
I appreciate the support.
Hey, DRS, I could do a Wordle in the morning, solve it, and 5 minutes later, I can remember what the word was.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that because my wife has asked me. Now, I don't do it anymore. There was a good, like, 3-month stretch where I did it every morning, and she would say to me, did you get the word on? I go, yeah. And then I go, what? I don't even remember what the word was. It couldn't have been more than a half hour ago, man. Oh, my goodness. What is going on over here, right?
Jeez.
Man, I had a 44-word streak. It got broke, like, 3 days ago.
Oof. Hate to hear that.
Terrible.
Hate to hear that.
Yeah, we were out there at the Super Bowl, Red Tail, and K-Dub's out here just fumbling these words left and right before the show. So we feel your pain. Yeah.
Wait. Yep.
I remember. Though, I remember.
I have to put up with a lot that people don't realize here, honestly.
Hey, K-Dub, when you all starting Wednesday? Is that next week?
Yeah, next week, next Wednesday. So we're not positive exactly who will be in the mix here. I mean, I would
go solo.
Honestly, that might be Red Tail himself. I mean, keep that phone line open. We never know. We don't know.
Callers.
So this will be actually, I didn't even realize it going in, but yeah, this should be my last Wednesday for the foreseeable future. So we'll see. But again, it's not going to be less of me overall. It's just less of me or none of me on Wednesday.
Squeeze out, as they say, summer squeeze out.
No. Yeah.
Depends
where you are.
Yep.
So they're not challenging Iona getting university status versus college status, correct?
Yes.
No. You know, that's why I'm going to be at Iona University. Said, you know what, man, we need to keep adding prestige here.
IU, baby, IU.
I don't like that, though, to be honest. Like, that's Indiana. Like, we're not IU. Like, there's a big problem
rebranding.
With that, Red Tail.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm Illinois.
Yep.
Yeah,
Indiana,
exactly.
Illinois, yeah.
Yeah, I dropped off my boy Monday. He's starting Marshall this fall, so that should be interesting.
Oh, there you go. We are Marshall. There you go.
Starting Marshall.
By the way, are you close to Charleston? Are you close to Charleston?
Oh, yeah. I live between Charleston and Huntington. Yeah, basically, 13
K-Dub.
Miles.
See that?
Charles,
see that link? Uh-oh.
Now, let's get down to brass tacks, my man. So tell me a little bit then about the Charleston Coliseum. How's the venue? Are you hearing people? Do you know anybody going to All Elite Wrestling tonight? I mean, what's the deal out there?
I'm not a wrestling fan, but, yeah, the Coliseum was awesome. They did a real nice job in renovating that. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a good place. But we'll not say anything negative about it. Do you think about coming down?
All right. I'm not kidding. If circumstances were different, there is a world where I would have been flying to West Virginia for today. I am not, But there is a world where I would have considered such a move. The wrestling show is there tonight, a monster show. And where better place than West Virginia to make that happen?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, K-Dub, if you ever fly into town, first time it's a real interesting landing. You're literally landing on the top of a mountain. Yeah, I mean, you'll think the runway's ending.
Oh, wow.
Just be prepared. It's first time.
Yeah.
It's a little different, but you'll get used to it.
Man.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right. It really.
Keep that in mind. We'll keep that in mind.
Charleston Coliseum, wrestling, West Virginia, all in the house today on a Wednesday, K-Dub. Look at that. Far enough. See, how did I catch that? We're talking. I know where this guy's close to Charleston, right? That should have been a 1-2 punch. Who says I'm losing my mind here? Not me. Maybe you.
No, there's a couple of things that you're quick on the draw on. Now, can I throw something your way? Two things. First of all, I just like when I see things like this. How about the Ross Stripling number? Stripling goes from minus 120 already up to minus 135. So shout out to the people listening. I refuse to believe that is anything other than our people getting in the mix there and getting involved with those numbers and getting those things on the move. That's what we like to see because we want to beat numbers. Number two, little yes. headline I just got sent to the phone here. Tiger. Yeah. On PGA Tour 2K23 cover.
Oh,
for the first time since 2013, Tiger is going to be on the cover. And my first question was, do they still make this game? Or is this game, you know, the college football game is back?
Yeah.
And I feel like the answer is they still make it, but this is what happens. Like, Tiger's back and people realize it. But here's question number two.
Yes.
PGA Tour 2K23. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me? There's no DeChambeau in this game. No Dustin Johnson in this game.
Yeah.
No Phil Mickelson in this game. These guys aren't going to be in the video game most likely, right?
I don't know if they are, but maybe it would be realistic if they weren't. And also, if you're going to keep it realistic, like if you play as Tiger, like you have to stink and miss every cut though now, right? Is that true? That's what I heard.
You know, like what do they do? Like a Legends mode where you can download like an old Tiger? Like do they do ratings of the guy?
That's what I'm saying. Like if you're like, oh, I want to be Tiger, like, man, I can't even make the cut here with this guy.
Right.
Yeah. You, instead of being like an overpowered guy.
76.
Exactly. True. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But that's interesting. There has to be like an unlockable or downloadable something on like legend, like red shirt only Tiger, right? Something along those lines.
And also, like, because, you know, with the NFL season, they sort of put the ratings live online as the season goes along. Like, if a rookie's really good, they bump them up. If somebody's not playing well, they bump them down. Yeah. It would be interesting to see what Tiger's actual rating was. By the way, we're winding down this segment here, but every once in a while, something catches my eye through Twitter here. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Do you want this headline? To get people excited about pizza again, Papa John's is offering a new spin on the classic with Papa Bowls that are all topping and no crust.
All right. Now, I'll be honest with you, right? I don't fully understand the description at all, okay? So I'm typing this in on Twitter. I'm assuming where you saw it.
It looks like somebody retweeted CNN. It was like a headline from... Yeah. 12:50, so about 2 hours ago. It's a picture of the three Papa John's crustless pizzas, which basically looks like they just threw some cheese, mixed it around, and put it in like a container.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because if you type in Papa John's, okay, the second tweet, the first tweet that comes up is this report.
Yes.
And the second one, I'll just read it, but I have to blank some stuff out because it's exact. People never stopped being excited about pizza. They stopped being excited about Papa John's, then there's some expletives, not good pizza. Now, I know that unless Papa John's like sent that headline to them, to get people excited about pizza again, we're offering them not pizza.
Yes, correct.
What are you doing?
Like, what when you get a slice of pizza, right, there's a couple different grading techniques, right? The cheese, all right, how's it taste? Oh, the fresh, you know, whatever. The sauce, delicious, tangy, a little spicy, and the crust, right? So you're going to take the crust, and I understand, like, some people are gluten-free. I understand that. But there's nothing appealing about saying, let me take the crust away and say, instead of you, forget about dieting. You know what I could go for tonight, Kevin? pizza without the crust. Said no one ever to get excited about pizza. Hey, guys, we're ordering pizza tonight. Awesome! And it shows up like, yeah, look at this. I love this. What is it? Well, there's no crust on the pizza. It's just in a plastic container. No.
I like this new little segment with how we just rip Twitter headlines here because I just got another one.
Okay.
But I'm also trying to, like, is this not just, like, pasta here? Like, I'm trying to understand, like, it's just, it's meat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we made pasta, but we're calling it pizza bowls. Like, what a ridiculous thing. But
cheese and toppings.
I just sent you something on Twitter, right? So I clicked on, you know, the name Donovan was trending.
Yeah.
And this, this is what this headline reads here. Man, about a Salt Lake Tribune. Breakdown of the Donovan Mitchell situation. Apparently, Gordon Monson wrote this. We're giving him a little pub. Keep Donovan Mitchell trade him. The Utah Jazz shouldn't do both. What? Huh?
Keep Donovan or trade him.
I read it a thousand times as well.
Let me tell you right now, if you could keep your player while trading him but reap the benefits of getting what you traded him for, that is impressive.
What is going on here, man?
Man.
How did they write that?
Like, I see this guy, Mosh, right below it, like with the retweet was the Bizarro World. Which is right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. How did that pass through, I guess, your editors? Yeah, this make sense to me. Well, look, they could trade them, but they shouldn't trade them, and they should keep them, but they can't do both. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's fly live.
The only thing with stuff like that, though, right, and there is a craft to this. Now, I'm not saying that this thing has picked up insane level traction. It hasn't. But the idea is that should go viral for being nonsensical and... Like, is that what they're hoping on? You know what I mean? Where people just roast the headline and then they read the article there. It didn't really work, though. It's just been quote tweeted 14 times.
Yeah. Oh, I read the article. It was sensational. Yeah, he threw that in there and then explained what that actually means. No, most people look at that and never click on your article. That's the great thing about Twitter. Read this story. Now, somebody just give me the cliff notes, please.
Yeah, right. I mean, all right. I Twitter headlines, though. Why? I got Rutgers is trending in New Jersey.
Would Ben start that? I mean, what's going on?
I think people are getting excited for their special teams again.
Yep. Rutgers every week, Kevin, is known as week zero for the Rutgers football team. So get excited for football. By the way, the Phillies and the Reds 0-0 in the ninth inning. Picks are coming up. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, last segment here. Moneyline for a Wednesday. It's time for some picks. Now, yesterday, I actually made $2.50 on home run props, so credit me for that, which was beautiful. But I did go 1-2 on my plays, and I thought I was headed for a nice night. Now, number one here, by the way, Woj bomb just dropped on here, so we'll hurry up with these picks, and then K-Dub can celebrate this one. Oakland and Texas over 8.5 at a -120 price. St. Louis run line today, -1.5 at a +105. Mets team total over 4 at a -110. JP, what do you got?
Yankees to win outright.
Yanks to win outright, so that's money line tonight. And Kevin, I don't know if you want to give out picks or you want to talk about Woj. Woj, it looks like he just beat Shams by 10 seconds here. Go ahead.
He did, but look, here's the picks, all right? We got the Stripling one. It's coming up in 10 minutes. Get in the mix.
We have to talk about basketball tomorrow.
Over 3.5. Yeah, you better believe it, pal. Odorizzi over 3.5, -125. Also, DraftKings Kopech over 4.5, -124. I think it was -125 on DK, but we got -124 on FanDuel. First of all, Adrian Wojnarowski breaks the news. Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James has agreed to a 2-year extension, $97 million deal with the Lakers. There is a player option there. At Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul tells ESPN, I am, to be honest with you, surprised by this news here. We'll be able to really break this down tomorrow. I think the initial surprise to me is that Woj got the story. Maybe this is why he's not been reporting on anything else. But I don't know. I thought maybe LeBron would wait to sign this extension until some other news came in. Great for the Lakers. Big money that LeBron would have been able to get regardless there. Interesting to see the timing of this one.
Yeah, and I guess you could say, like, as we all thought, LeBron just signed because he's going to L.A. to basically retire, and that's what this contract is going to do. But I do appreciate the Woj picture. If you click on Twitter, and all it says is, breaking news from Woj with a picture of LeBron in the back. Love it. Watermark that, pal. It was a Woj bomb to break. But here we go. Off into the afternoon on a Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. For Donnie, for Kevin, and for JP behind the scenes, hopefully we pick some winners out and entertained you, because you know what? We'll be back tomorrow regardless. See ya.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.